This episode is brought to you by Gifted Red. That's right, our kingdom product. Valentine's Day is upon us. Why not celebrate by doing so and representing God's gift to you, His love? We are celebrating with the special edition, limited time only, Red Gifted Tea. Grab yours today. Go to the show notes and enjoy. Happy Valentine's Day. You are now tuning in to Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. LaTanya Moore. This is the place where we cover all things related to your spiritual maturity. I'm talking topics, experiences, and application. It's also the place where you can receive practical tips to strengthen your relationship with God. Hashtag practical. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in to today's episode. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Spirituality Podcast. Y'all, it's football Sunday. I know y'all probably getting ready for the big game, but let me just say, I'm trying to figure out how we're pulling off a football game in a whole pandemic. That's another story. But I just want to let you know, as we think about what today is, because this episode is releasing on football Sunday, that if you're doing something this evening, then have a great time and stay masked up, okay? I don't want any of you out here in these corona streets. We will pray you right on back to health and life, but as much as possible, just be careful. Y'all heard what Dr. Fauci said. Listen to the man, okay? Is this your first time here? Welcome to the podcast. I am so happy to have you. We are so happy to have you. Listen, we are just keeping it real out here, being obedient, and we are making sure that we build and strengthen our relationship with God. So go back, listen to those episodes in the first season and catch up with us, because listen, we're going deeper in season two, okay? Does anybody else feel that in your spirit? Like, we going deeper. This episode is called It's a Marathon. When God gave me this, I was like, okay, Lord, you know, showing me that this thing doesn't happen overnight. You know, we think, okay, so we've made a decision to live with Christ and boom, like we're good. You know, we can make it to the finish line pretty quickly. Like, we're going to get everything we need from Him and then we're going to sprint this thing out. But really, it's a marathon. And when you sign your name on the dotted line of salvation, you're saying, till death do us part. I mean, you basically telling God that I'm in this thing until I die. And so, you know, when you think about relationships, because we're talking about building a relationship with Him, it's the same as if you were in, you know, a long-term relationship or even a marriage, right? You know, you can't go into this thing sprinting. You need to go in it thinking that it's going to be a long game, because if you go in sprinting, then you're going to burn yourself out. So we want to go deeper, not necessarily faster. Okay. Of course, I want to cover a little bit about this topic and, you know, what God said to me when He gave it to me. But I want to let you know that our guest covered so many things and dropped so many gems. So this is just a very short topic here, just a moment to share what God gave to me. And the first thing that God said was, stay motivated, stay motivated. When you know that, you know, this is a long game, you begin to realize that there are going to be moments where everything doesn't look like favor, okay? You're like, okay, I thought I had favor. Why is this happening to me? You know, but just because you gave your life to Christ doesn't mean that, you know, bad things won't happen, or, you know, you won't be in situations and storms, right? We know that those things are still going to come, but you still have times where, you know, it's going to feel like, you know, you're just trying to figure it all out and you want to give up, right? And it's almost like you're asking yourself, wait, did I make the right choice by giving my life to Christ? Especially when that temptation hits you. What? That temptation is crazy, especially when Facebook and IG memories remind you of your old ratchet self. Especially when you see people doing the old things that you used to do and it still looks fun. I mean, especially when you see people doing these challenges on social media. I be looking at them like, okay, Lord, that's cute, but like, I can't do that at all, you know? So you will see things that remind you, right, of how far you've come, and also might even remind you that, oh man, like I can't do those things. And hopefully you'll take it as a privilege that what you have done is come into a covenant with God in such a way that you don't have to go back to the things of the world, right? And you can make better decisions, right? So, you know, sometimes I remember asking myself like, Lord, did I make the right choice? Like, ooh, you know, yes, you did. You made the right choice. And there will be times that you'll need motivation because you will have those memories and things coming up, right? Or things might get difficult. But get those kingdom relationships in order, because like we said, the first season, it's so important to have those kingdom relationships because they can really help you and remind you of the promises of God. It can help remind you, you know, of what God has said about you as well. So you really want to do that. Again, this is a marathon. And so you are going to play the long game, right? You want to go deeper, not faster. All right. Our guest for today, Jim Dre, is going to tell us so much about the marathon. So you know what? Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right on in. Before you hear Jim Dre, I just want to drop this little disclaimer here. I was recording y'all with some bomb earrings and they were banging against the speaker, the mic. So you're going to hear a few clicking sounds, you know, but I promise you they were banging because the episode is banging. So don't get distracted by the few clicks that you might hear. Okay. Enjoy. Jim Dre Westbrook is a believer, serial entrepreneur, and best-selling author from Saginaw, Michigan. The 37-year-old has been featured in Essence, Ebony, Black Enterprise, Huffington Post, Jet, Zoe Nicole, TV One, and The Steve Harvey Show for his commitment as a Black virgin, celibate man living in Las Vegas. As a purpose coach, Jim Dre helps faith-based entrepreneurs unlock purpose to live abundantly without fear. So Jim Dre, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You are so, so welcome. I love to tell people how God leads me to my guest. And I was on Clubhouse in a few rooms with you that you were leading. And I'm like, okay, you know, definitely have a lot of things in common. And one day I was really, you know, planning, sitting down, planning, thinking about, you know, the next few topics. And God kept placing your name in my spirit. So I'm like, okay, let me just shoot a little DM, slide in a DM or two. So I'm so grateful and thankful that you said yes.
Yes, I'm glad that you were able to do that, that you listened to the Spirit, and we were able to connect. Very, very humbled and honored to be here, and looking forward to the questions.
Oh, well, let's jump right in, because today on the podcast, we are talking about all things motivation, all right? It's a marathon. This is not a sprint, and we know we have to play the long game. And in order to do that, we have to be motivated in our kingdom walk, right? So what are some common barriers that people face in their kingdom walk?
Yes, I think some common barriers are a lot of people, as they are going on their kingdom walk, don't like being scared, right? They don't like going through anything in life with the fear of the unknown. So I think, you know, when you, you know, don't necessarily know how long that marathon is actually going to be, it's like, well, if I knew it was, let's say, 10K, you know, well, I know I could pace myself and I know exactly what to do here. It don't work like that. Like that, God doesn't let us know every single thing that he's doing. So I think that's one of the ways, and even for myself, like I have been, I guess, impatient or anxious of certain things that are happening in my life or I want to happen in my life, and trying to get, you know, caught up in the details, where if I truly trust him, keep my eyes forward, I'm going to get there. And by doing it, I'm going to get there quicker than I would have done it on my own or trying to plan out everything. So I know, you know, the fear of the unknown has definitely, just for me and what I've seen for other people, I think it delays what he's really trying to do. So, Jesus. You know, if we can, you know, stop being, I think, you know, control freaks, if you will, and we're really trying to control every single thing. Like, we don't control anything, you know, like we're running his race, right? Like, this isn't our race. Yes, we're an active participant, but like, this is truly his race. So that's, I think, one of the biggest things I think that trips us up as we are walking with him.
That is so good, because the entire time you were talking, I was thinking about COVID. Like, literally how we have been in this uncertainty, right? And in this, that fear of the unknown brings anxiety, and, you know, our patience is tested and all of that. And so even thinking about, you know, COVID and what we've had to experience, right? This is kind of how it is on the Kingdom Walk. Like, we don't know. We know that he's going to come through for us. That's right. The certain part. But we don't know, you know, what the walk will look like, because he hasn't laid out all the plans before us. So yeah, that sounds to me like we need to trust, okay? Come on, trust. Wow. I'm telling you. Talk a lot about, you know, really implementing God-given ideas, okay? I'm all about implementing a God-given vision. I'm the type that will take that thing and, like, break it into parts and, like, start planning, like, okay, God, when? And God, how? And God, now? When? You know? And you talk a lot about that. So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, because, you know, people are implementing their God-given ideas and visions right now, right? But it's often a marathon. It doesn't happen overnight. So how has staying motivated really shifted your dream?
Sure. So I think it's exactly what you said, is practicing a little patience and really exercising that trust. For someone who, I am very, very humble that God has given me many ideas and many dreams. And the way I look at it, as if, you know, he's trusting me with those dreams and those ideas, just like he's doing you. So I need to be responsible for those dreams and those ideas, and not, you know, essentially let them go to waste. You know, I truly understand that if he trusts me, it's almost like, you know, God being a head coach, if you will. And we're all players for whatever sport we're playing. And he's like, this play is for you. Like, this is your play. You're going to score the touchdown. You're going to hit the game winning shot. I want to be prepared for that. And I've learned throughout the years that, you know, if that's what he wants, kind of like you said, you got to break that thing down. Like, if he gives you 10 ideas, all 10 don't have to happen when he gives them to you. So I feel
we try to take them all on, don't we?
All on. And I've been guilty. Like, I've been corporate number one.
Yeah.
When it's like, yo, he downloaded this. And, you know, when you get cooking, you know, you might get about 3, 4, 5, like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, yo, like, so you're writing them down. And like you said, everything is happening. But you kind of have to, you know, take a seat back and really, you know, think about it, pray about it, discern. Like I said, ask those questions, journal it, and then go step by step. You know, like, you cannot sprint this thing out. This is not a 100-meter dash. Like, we are not trying to be the fastest woman or man on earth. Like, we have to pace ourselves. And as we're pacing ourselves, make sure that he's in all of those steps, where it's like, all right, let me run the first mile, and then I'm going to holler at you on the second one. It doesn't work like that. So for me, you know, I've been, again, like, I'm looking at it that he's trusting me with something very precious. He's trusting me with something that's bigger than me. Like, it's really not about me. Like, yeah, I'm the person that's, you know, he's trusting, but at the same time, it's attached to a lot of other people. So I have to make sure that, you know, I'm doing my part so everyone else can receive this blessing. Like, I'm just kind of the recipient of, you know, the true gift that everybody else is going to get. So I can't get caught up in, well, I got to do it my way. It's not about me. I'm just a messenger. I'm right. just a vessel for like to pass the baton, if you will. Like for yes. us to continue to keep on going, I have to do my part and then I'm going to pass it so then it can get blessed. So that's kind of how I look at all those God ideas, those God dreams that, you know, he gives all of us, but we have to be responsible with it and also accountable with in how we carry out them.
Come on now. I love all of the analogies because this episode is releasing on football Sunday. It's going to be Super Bowl Sunday. As we talked about, you know, no matter what sport, but, you know, it's your turn to run the play. It's like if God is the coach, he's giving it to you. Run the play. And there are so many people who are impacted by what you do on that play, right? Because if you mess that thing up, it's a ton of people booing, first of all. But if you but if you get it right, like you make that touchdown, then everyone else has been impacted. Okay? Let me just say that's powerful. That's powerful. I love, love, love that. And I love how, you know, you actually, you know, really talked about it as running track. Let me just say that I ran track for all of like 2 seconds because because they wanted me to jump hurdles because I have long legs. And I'm like, that's just not the will of God for my life. And so I quit the team. But had I stuck it out, I really feel like, you know, I probably would have been good at a few things, right? But I love just kind of breaking it down. Like, you know what? Every step of the way, you have to check in with him. You have to figure out, you know, what he wants you to do next, right? What is your speed during that section or that season of the race? That's good. Come on, Jim Dre, dropping gems. So at Spirituality, we love practical tips, you know, hashtag practical. So what practical techniques have been beneficial for you to stay encouraged? Like, what would you tell other people?
Yes. Well, first and foremost, you already know you got to pray. You know, I definitely think, you know, just want to get that one out. So, you know, you have to spend time with him. So whether that's praying, meditating, journaling, just spending some quality time with the Lord, whether it's in the morning, midday, night, you know, throughout the day. I know that's one of the things I try to communicate with him daily, even if it's in the car, you know, going to work, going to the gym, like just having that conversation, I think is key, you know, that it's open, that it's honest, that it's transparent, and, you know, that it's just ongoing. So it's not a thing, hey, I'm gonna just holler at you when I'm in trouble. It's like, no, I'm talking to you all day, every day. So that's one thing that I think, you know, we all can agree with. Outside of that, I'm a writer, so I write everything down. You know, being an author and just, I have notes, I don't want to say everywhere, but they're everywhere in my phone. So
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The iPhone notes?
You look at my iPhone notes, like every single thing is in there. So all those God ideas that we talked about, those God dreams, they're all in there. And, you know, I think it holds me accountable to do what God wants me to do. But not even just the God ideas, just the daily task. Like, I know that there are multiple calendar apps out there. I'm a little old school, so I love my iPhone apps. And I have Calendly, and I have a few other ones. But I try to have one calendar and literally just have every single thing that I need to do on there. And I'm like a checklist person, so I love the green emoji check. You know, I love putting that on after the stuff that I've accomplished. So just, you know, making sure you're writing things down, because it's very easy to, you know, miss something, you know, we're so busy, like you said, going through this COVID stuff that, you know, I just want to hold myself accountable to make sure I'm doing, you know, my daily tasks. So I'm a big, you know, list person and making sure that, you know, I'm writing things down. I have a good memory, but hey, you know, it's easy to forget some things. So I like that. And then I will also say other things, accountability partners, whether that's in, you know, whatever field you're in. It could be business. It could be your personal relationship. It could be, you know, working out. It could be practicing, you know, celibacy, whatever. I think having a team around you, even if it's just one person, is important. This is a marathon. So again, you know, but it's not a marathon you're running by yourself. Like, yes. And I think that's important for all of us to know that, you know, your win can be our win, you know, and can be your team's win. And I think even though we talked about track, how that's for the most part an individual sport. But with this marathon, I think we have to really realize that we are running for other people. Like we said, this is God's race. So even if it's you, you're still running for the kingdom. You're still running for other people. So I think, you know, it's wise for us to include other people into what we're doing.
That's good.
You don't have to tell everybody, but like, I do feel like if you can tell one, two, you know, maybe three trusted people in your life about like your God ideas, about your God dreams, about things that, you know, God wants you to do, they'll hold you accountable. You know, they'll check in with you. They'll support you, you know, whether that's, you know, hey, you know, when you're down, they can encourage you. If you need some bread and need some money, they might be able to, you know, cash app you, you know, a couple dollars.
Accountability partners. everybody ain't sending cash apps.
not everybody, but you might have that one friend that's like, you know what, I see you and I want to bless you.
Yeah.
A little sow a seed. And the crazy part about that, that happened to me yesterday.
Really?
It actually happened to me yesterday. So like, I'm a true testament to, you know, that I called them and they said, yeah, matter of fact, I just sent you something. And I was like,
hallelujah.
Like, basically, thank you, Jesus. So those are some of the practical things that, you know, I've implemented in my life. I've seen the fruit from that. And I think it can help all of us out as we continue to walk with him.
That's amazing. Wow. So many practical tips, really praying and just really thinking about, you know, writing things down. And then accountability partners can really help you see this thing through. I love it because, again, y'all, this is a marathon. It won't happen overnight. Even though you're trying to sprint this thing, you got saved yesterday and you're like, okay, I got it. You know, I'm all good. I'm all in now. And it's cool to be all in, but you need someone to come along with you for the journey. Speaking of journeys, you have been on a journey, okay? A journey of celibacy. We've had, you know, kingdom relationship episodes on podcasts in season one, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think I've talked about this publicly, like a celibacy journey. Tell us about it. You know, tell us about this as a marathon. How did you make the decision? And tell us where you are now.
Sure, no doubt. For me, this has been probably the longest thing I've done in my life. Turned 37 last month, and I decided to wait at 14, at the age of 14. So, you know, most of us have some former version of the talk, right? My talk was probably what most people got back in the day when, you know, your mom and or dad or, you know, a trusted family member or friend tells you about quote unquote the birds and the bees. But for me, you know, my mom's did it. We were in the car, we were driving, and it kind of went like this. Well, son, I know you're going to high school in a few months, and there are going to be older women there, and you're going to be attracted to them. They're going to be attracted to you. They're going to have sex. You're probably going to also want to have sex. I don't want no grandkids. Wrap it up. And that was it. And I kind of was like, you know, looking at it like, you know, and I think I was driving because I think we were doing like the driver's ed, you know, getting hours type thing. And I was like, oh, you ain't got to worry about it. And she's kind of like looking at me like, okay, why? And I was like, well, I'm going to wait. And she's like, well, you know, you don't have to wait. And I said, well, I know that. But like, I know I can do it. Like, I truly know I could do it. Now, I have 14. I mean, that's like what 14-year-old declares that. You know what I mean? But I was that kind of person. Like, again, far from perfect then and still far from perfect. But I was always self-assured. Like, my mom's always said, like, even as a little kid, like, if I wanted to go do something, I did it. Like, I didn't really ponder or really get distracted. I kind of said, well, I want to do that. I made my mind up and I did it. So yes. So I was involved in church. You know, I was a member of Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
Gotta
make sure we throw that Missionary Baptist in there. Saginaw, Michigan, Sag Nasty. And yeah, I was in the Puppet Warriors, the Zion Puppet Warriors. So we had a little puppet ministry. I was on the Mime team.
Come on now. You were in
you
there.
Know, yeah, so I, you know, Mariah Carey's Hero, that was my jam. You know? And so yeah, I was heavy in the church, but no one influenced me to do that. Like, that wasn't really talked about. We didn't have like a young men's group that, hey, this is what you need to do. I just thought it was, number one, I thought I could do it. And number two, at the time, I was like, well, that would be the dopest gift that I could give to my future wife. Like, yeah, I could, you know, give her, you know, of course, a ring, but like buy shoes and bags and all that, which all that's cool. And I'll do that. But I thought, like, if I could truly wait, like, that tops it all. And at that time, I knew that, you know, that was something that was talked about as far as waiting in the Bible and with, you know, preachers in church, you know, wanted folks to do. But I was like, you know, it's almost doing, you know, two things at once. Like, I could honor God, but then I could also honor her. Here's another thing I'll add. I thought I was a smart kid, but I thought I could kind of, I guess, be smarter than the game. I thought at 14, I was only gonna have to wait 10 years.
Okay. That was gonna be my follow-up question. Did you know it was going to be this long?
No. Trust me. When I made that, you know, declaration in, was it 1998? I thought I was smart and said, oh, I'm only going to have to wait 10 years, at least, you know, up to 10 years. Because, you know, like we do, okay, I'm 14. I'll say, I'll give myself 10. I'll meet my college sweetheart. We'll fall madly in love. I'll get this great job. So we'll see. We'll move somewhere. We'll buy a house. We'll get, you know, I planned my entire life, the whole thing. And yeah, basically God laughed at me, as he does all of us when we do that. And yeah, 37, you know,
yeah.
And still waiting. And, you know, it's been, yeah, when you talk about marathons, it's been the wildest marathon I've ever ran in my life. Like, you talk about ups and downs, the wow. Good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, I'm still standing, but I've definitely, you know, threw up multiple times.
Yeah.
I've been crawling, have not done it perfectly. You know, I tell people all the time, there was a point where I wasn't comfortable talking about like every single detail. Like, I just would tell people, well, I'm waiting, and it's, you know,
yeah,
and that's what I'm doing. But, you know, as I was able to, you know, fully surrender just everything to him, I got a little more comfortable letting people know, like, no, this is exactly what I did, what I didn't do, what you shouldn't do for the things that I've done, because my heart posture throughout the wait was not the way it should have been. I was waiting, but at the same time, I was waiting as if I was a savage out here in these streets, you know, because of, you know, my mentality wasn't of someone who you would think is waiting. You know,
okay.
With God.
Okay. Like your purity in it all.
There you go. And there was a point where I wasn't focused or had the right mindset of what purity really looks like. I kind of focused on the virginity part, which is only a little part of what purity stands for. And even within that, I was a guy at a point in time was the everything but, right? Because wow. When you talk about the church, that was preached to me and actually my homeboys who were also waiting at the time, that was quote unquote allowed. And that was cool.
Got it. Okay.
And that's so right. I took it and ran with it. You know how Black folks sometimes take right. advice, whether it's good or bad, and you run with it. I ran with that. And I was in that space for a long time until I said, man, I'm not getting the results I want, which at the end of the day was and still is a future wife. And then I had to get my mind right, which is a whole nother conversation on how I did that. But yeah, this is still a marathon that I'm running, and I am almost done. We are almost there.
I think this is a good time to take a break and just remind you that if you're listening to this podcast and you are loving what you hear, to go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, go over to whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now and rate this podcast. Come on, y'all. I need some fives. I need five stars. So rate the podcast. Put a review in. Let me know what you're thinking, because that is how this podcast will rise to the top. And I seek to be amongst the number one players. So please go ahead, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you.
We're almost there. You know, I have a special young lady in my life. We are almost there. So
that is awesome.
It's truly worth the wait. So yeah, again, you know, I've been on there for a while. People know me as Worth the Wait Guy. And, you know, it's been just a true blessing to have a ministry about this. Because at the time, I thought it was a movie because I was scared of the ministry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just was like, yo, don't put that on me, because I wasn't living right behind closed doors as it pertains to, you know, just the temptation of it all, you know, and, you know, pornography and, you know, you got, you know, all masturbation, all of that stuff that, you know, at the time I didn't want to, I would never say those two words. But I got caught up in that stuff. So it went from a movement to now a ministry. And I'm just, you know, here to just show people you can do it. Like, you can wait and still be yourself. Like, you can wait and not be the whack, corny dude. You know what I mean? You can wait and still be a sexy, confident sister. Like, you can do all of those things. So I just truly want people to literally live at your own pace. And for me, that's actually God's pace. And I'm just happy that, you know, he has kept me here. I'm just happy.
So good. So insightful. So full of revelation. Because sometimes, you know, we can do things out of, and I always say it's religion. Like, sometimes religion teaches us things and we don't necessarily do the research for ourselves, right? And we kind of lack that relationship piece to really understand, you know, hey, this is what I'm really supposed to be doing. Now that story is a testimony for you to share and to be an encouraging word for other people who are waiting. So if you had to think of one practical tip that you would say to someone who is on that journey of celibacy, what would it be?
Ooh, you know, it's gonna sound like, oh, that was easy. You know, what is something else? But, you know, patience. You know, I have to talk about patience. Obviously, you know, that's, you know, something where, yeah, if you're waiting, you must be patient. But there's a lot of people waiting impatiently. So I you know, and I was one of them. So for me, it's really, I think, appreciating what true patience is and what it looks like. And then also allowing yourself grace while you wait. I think a lot of times, you know, the pressure or the anxiety of, you know, when is it going to happen? And that it could be a lot of things. You know, when am I going to find someone? When am I going to, you know, get closer to, you know, actually the day it like, just, I don't want to say you're focusing on the wrong things, but while you wait, it's all about the work within the wait. And that's the work within yourself, like all the things that you need to do so you are prepared and you're whole for you to get to another whole person. So for me, it's really, I think, you know, understanding what patience is all about, preparing yourself to be found as a woman or to do the seeking as a man, and, you know, being comfortable in that stage of waiting. I think a lot of us have the opportunity to really discover some gems that God is showing us while we wait. And waiting, it's an active practice. So it's not something that I'm literally sitting up in the crib chilling, you know, waiting. It's like, no, like when you wait, there's so much work within the wait.
Work, yes. You gotta work that thing.
You have to work that thing. So yes. For me, That's what I would say, is just really lean into the weight and everything that comes with it. And I think if you do that, it's going to better prepare you to, quote unquote, find the one or be found or be connected. Mm-hmm. And then you can move when he says move. Like, yeah. If you're working while you're waiting, you don't have to be concerned. When is that person coming?
Right.
They're already on the way. You know what I mean? They're already on the way. So I would, you know, that would be my message to anybody that is waiting, whether they're practicing celibacy or even waiting for other things in life. Like, it's the same practice of patience, of that job, that house, that family, that calling. Like, it's literally the same practice. So that would be my words to anybody that's waiting for anything in life.
Or anything. That's so good, because, you know, we often do get impatient in the wait, right? And then we try to manufacture it ourselves. So yeah, waiting. And it sounds like to me, you know, the waiting piece is really enjoying the journey as well, instead of focusing so much on the destination, you know, and just going through the process, right? That's so good. Come on. You just helped us in our relationships and everything while we wait on our spouses and for things to be fulfilled in our lives. It definitely seems like, you know, you have gone through this journey and, you know, you were really insightful and just amazing at 14 years old, you know, to make this type of decision. If you think about your kingdom journey, your spiritual walk overall, in what area have you grown the most?
In what area? I think I've grown the most in... I definitely can say I think communication that I have with God. I've always been a person that talked to him, and clearly he knows everything. But I think for me, it's gotten better. And as I've been able to communicate with him better and spend more time with him better, I think it's helped me with all my other relationships. So I'm grateful that, you know, I can talk to him, that, you know, all those things that he's trusting me with, you know, that's a form of love. That's a form of communication. So, you know, I feel that, you know, if he has given me all of these things, like, you know, it's not a, I need to pay him back, but it's just, I need to pay respect. Like, I am very, very blessed, you know, for what you are doing within my life. So, you know, I want to, you know, pay my respect and to do the things you want me to do. So I think, you know, my level of communication with him has been better, because kind of like I was saying earlier, when he was giving me certain things, I didn't recognize them as the gifts that they were. You know, I just kind of dismissed them, where I was like, all right, bro, this worth the wait guy thing, which was, you know, one of my, I don't want to say first God ideas, but it was one of like the large ones where it changed my life. Like, and it was because, you know, I just wanted to show people like, hey, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not telling you to do exactly what I'm doing, but you can have the same peace that I, you know, have. You can have the same relationship that I have, you know, with God for yourself. And when I didn't see what it was, and dismissed it as a movement, you know, now I can see, now standing, you know, firmly knowing that this ain't a movement. It never was a movement. Like I was telling you, you know, I had a mind ministry back in the day.
Wow.
That was really the first ministry. But again, because at that time, ministry wasn't on my mind, you know, or my spirit. You know, like I was in the eighth grade. Like I was, you know, all about, you know, my books, all about sports, and all about girls. Like, you know, it was nothing else. So, you know, now, you know, being older and more mature, I can see, you know, like that was planted years ago. Like when I would do that Mariah Carey hero song and people would be crying every time I did that. That was the ministry.
Transforming the people back then.
you know what I mean? But like, I didn't see it that way.
And yeah.
I feel, you know, he's been talking to me since then. So now, knowing what I know and having those daily you know, those talks with him, you know, like I'm cool with this being my calling for the rest of my life. Like everything that I do is all about kingdom building, all about kingdom business. And I want people to understand, like, you know, you could be more like Christ and less like culture. Like, that's the thing.
Say that again.
I'm trying to tell you. You can be more like Christ and less like culture and still be cool and still be who you need to be. So So yeah, I would definitely say that communication, and I just want to, you know, communicate that to other people. Like, you can still be your unique self and not feel like, well, if I love the Lord or if I'm a believer, I have to do it just one way. Like, it's not like that. It's not like that. I just truly believe that we can be who he wants us to be and still have a certain element of personality, still have a certain element of swag. You can still be exactly who you are. And yeah, that would be the one area I could say is the communication has definitely strengthened throughout my journey.
That's on the last episode. I was talking about being hashtag saved and being saved, and you can still be dope, right? And it's so interesting because oftentimes what happens is we think that we have to be boring, and that's not what God wants for our lives. We can still have fun. We can still do all these amazing things. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you can follow every trend either. Like, you know, because I was talking to these people, I'm like, everything that is trending, you can't do, you know, just because it's trending. What is Holy Spirit telling you about what's trending for you? You know what I mean? Because that's so important. So I love that you talked about Christ over culture, people. You know, we want to enjoy ourselves and have fun at the same time. We also want to be led, you know, about whatever the Holy Spirit is telling us. I love that. Man, so as we come to the end, I love to ask this one question because, you know, your season could teach me something about my season and what's next for me. So I love to ask, what is one word that describes what God is teaching you in this season of your life?
I would say the one word that God is teaching me this season about my life is momentum. I would say momentum. I know we've kind of been talking about pace and movement. While as we talk about marathon, it's definitely momentum. And when you have the momentum, you know, you gotta go. Like, it's go time. And I think, you know, what I'm learning this year, and we're only in the second month, of how fast things are moving. We talked about Clubhouse earlier, where look how fast Clubhouse is moving. Like, look at the momentum that is within Clubhouse. Now, I'll be the first to tell people everything on Clubhouse is not, you know, godly. It's not, you know, things y'all need to be listening to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you do protect your ears, if you do pray about those rooms that you go into, it's really cool to see just the momentum of, like, this thing still isn't available to a lot of people. We're talking millions of people. There's only iPhone users right now. But, you know, now what, over $1 billion evaluation, you know, for the value that's on there. And, you know, to be honest, I think the greatest rooms and clubs in Clubhouse are faith-based.
Oh yeah,
we're running Clubhouse, you mm-hmm. know, and it's really cool to see, you know, yes, a trend, but I think it's a trend that's here to stay.
Yeah,
like, you have absolutely believers, and you have people that, you know, for the most part, ain't nobody getting paid to right. be on Clubhouse. Now, yeah, you might be monetizing Clubhouse, but, like, everyone is there providing service, you know,
yeah.
value. And I bring that up because I'm starting to see that just within my own life as it pertains to momentum, how fast okay. things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reap the benefits of that momentum if you're ready. You know, if you're not ready, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just you can't complain about not being, well, you know, what about this or what about that? It's like, you got to put in the work, dog.
Yes.
We talked about all the work that you have to do while you're waiting. So I feel if you can concentrate on that stuff that we talked about earlier, when that momentum shifts, when it comes, you're ready and you're ready to go. So that could be a number of things, you know,
that's
whether
good.
That's in your business, your relationship, your finances, your mental health, you know, your physical health. I just really feel what I'm starting to see is the shift of momentum and things happening a lot quicker than I thought that they would. But then it's like, if you look into the past to see how much work that I've put into, how much, you know, time that I've worked on myself, it's starting to make sense on why things are moving quicker.
Foundation.
The foundation. So I'm just very blessed to start seeing some of this momentum and start seeing some of the things that I've hoped and prayed for a while start to, you know, happen. You know, they're closer than what I thought. You talk about the finish line to this marathon. I see multiple finish lines for multiple races that I'm running where it's like, man, we're about to cross it. Like, we're finally going to cross the finish line. So, yes, we can have our victory lap. We can celebrate. We got more marathons to run. So, you know, I'm truly excited about, you know, the momentum I'm seeing, not just in my life, but a lot of other people. I think 2020, we already know what it was, man, rough year for most. Mm-hmm. I feel it was decent for a lot of other people and good as well. But I think we learned a lot and we're applying it this year. We're applying that. So that 2020 vision, big year, didn't happen for most people. But I feel 2021 is like, if you got those jewels, if you got those gems, you can apply that and that momentum is still here. Like, it stopped. But like how big we thought 20 was going to be,
yeah.
I feel 21 and beyond is going to be that. You just kind of got to ride that momentum wave. And that's exactly
I love it. It's like we sat still long enough, right? Mm-hmm. To build some foundation, some infrastructure, really like a slingshot being pulled back just to be thrusted forward. Yes, I love it. Wow. Well, Jim Dre, this has been amazing. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for dropping gems the entire episode. How can people find you, follow you? How can they follow the journey? I know that you're an author. Tell us about, you know, some of the products that you have as well.
Sure. You can catch me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Clubhouse at Jim Dre. You can holler at me on any of those platforms. DM me. I will respond. And write you back. Everything that I'm about is all on there. That's a whole nother episode for like all the other projects that I do. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So if you guys are hearing or watching this, I do a lot of other things. I'm an owner of a clothing line called Live at Your Own Pace. So you can catch us at layop.com, which stands for Live at Your Own Pace. I also have an app for the waiting community where it's called Wait Up. And we send you daily notifications, just making sure that you stay encouraged while waiting. If you like cookies, I also am a baker. I bake cookies called Chewy Ginger Snaps. They're homemade seasonal cookies. So it's always a good time to have a good cookie. So you can...
A different thing too.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want that, you can DM me about the cookies. And I'm also an author, humbled to be a best-selling author, have 3 books out, part of a hashtag series. So hashtag motivation, feed your mind, hashtag love, open your heart, and hashtag purity, save yourself are the 3 books that I have out. And I just finished my 4th book, which is called Worth Everything Dreams, conversations on taking one step at a time. So that's the book. Thank you. Very excited about Worth Everything Dreams. That's the book I truly feel. That's for the younger generation. I'm a millennial. So probably those millennial parents and those Gen Z kids and students who really need to understand that God has that plan for them. Like, you should dream big and that your dreams are worth everything. And for us to talk about those early on, like, we shouldn't wait till we're older to really talk about what God wants for our lives.
Or to find our purpose at 30. Oh,
right. Exactly. So I'm all about unlocking purpose. And so that book is about that, which I truly know it will spark a lot of interest, just even from the title. So if you look at Worth Everything Dreams, it kind of spells wet dreams. So,
you definitely gonna spark some conversation there.
But see, that's the thing, because I truly want people to be comfortable with talking about your finances, your career, your health, your relationships, your purpose, and sex. Like, these are conversations that God wants us to talk about. And I think it needs to be an inclusive conversation, not that singular talk that I got from my moms.
Yeah. That is so, so good. Wow. Well, you are doing some amazing things. And I can't wait to include all of those in the show notes for people to go over. So feel free to drop him a line. I am a testament that he does respond to DMs. I'm the same way. I'm like, if anyone is connecting with me, I want to make sure that, you know what I mean? I'm connecting back and join in also. Do you have your own club, Clubhouse?
Yes. So talking about Clubhouse, I have my own club called God Ideas. So we're at the moment over 10,000 members and followers.
Amazing, yeah.
By just the grace of God that we have that club. So please, if you're on there, follow us. We'll make sure that you become part of our community. And currently, we're now doing 3 rooms a week. We started with 1, but now we're up to 3. So every Monday, you can catch our health and wellness room. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Every Tuesday, our faith and business room. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Thursday, our love and relationships room. That starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. So please tap in.
We'd love
all you guys to come to the stage and kick it with us.
Always some great topics. Well, we have learned so much, but we know we gotta try something, right? We need these practical tips. So let's move on to the A. All right, we made it to the A, the application. We need some things to try. Well, you know, Jim Dre gave us so many practical tips, including prayer and really writing things down and having them in your notes and keeping lists. And we have talked about some of those things before. And so I want to remind you that those things are so, so important, especially having an accountability partner, like he mentioned. When I prayed about this, God, he just led me to scripture. And one of the things that I did, I can't remember exactly what month it was last year, but I took a month and really took a deep dive into Exodus, the book of Exodus. Exodus is the second book in the Bible, and it just talks about the people of Israel and their journey, right? And y'all, I mean, there were good pieces and bad pieces. I mean, they were going in the wilderness, coming out. There were things that were happening in this book, and it was really a journey, right? And even when things got tough, God still continued to reassure them. He really dwelled within them, right? To bring hope and motivation and all of those things. And as I prayed about this, the marathon, God showed me this book of the Bible, and that the marathon can really be read throughout this book. And so I believe that God wants us to read Exodus. So your application is to read the book of Exodus. Now, pause, wait a minute. I'm not asking you to read the entire book of Exodus in one night. No. But what I am asking you to do is to take some time and really go chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and write down some of the points that you see happening. What I did was I read one chapter a day. And after I read the chapter, I would write down 3 things that I felt like I'd either learned, or some revelation that I gained, or something that stood out to me, right? I'm doing the same thing right now with Genesis, and it's like really fitting because it's just talking about new beginnings. But when you think about how this thing is a marathon, I really want you to go to Exodus and think about this marathon. What did the people of Israel experience, right? How did they maintain their motivation? How did they maintain their hope even when they complained, right? Or even when things got really, really tough? And so your application is to read Exodus. Take some time. Don't do it all in one night. chapter by chapter and begin to write down what you're learning from their journey that you can apply to yours. All right. Come on, Lord, taking us straight to the word. Like, yeah, this is a marathon, all right, but somebody else has already gone through this marathon. So let me just show y'all some characteristics and some things that you need to do in order to make it through as well, right? So there you have it. I want you to really focus in on that thing, especially as you're going through your own journey or whatever season of life you are experiencing right now, okay? Go get them. So I just want to end this episode with a word of prayer. So Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have carried us throughout this time, oh God. Father God, I thank you that you have surrounded us, God. Father, I thank you now, Lord, that even as we are in the middle of a race, oh God, whether we're at the beginning, oh God, or the end, Father, wherever we are, oh God, you are with us. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and you are everything in between. And Father God, we know that you are with us as we journey, that you are with us as we run the race. Father God, I thank you now, oh God, for coming alongside us, oh God, and helping us pass the baton when it needs to be passed, oh God, coming alongside us, oh God, and keeping us encouraged and motivated, oh God, when it's time. Lord, I thank you right now for the partners headed up our shop and the people that are on our team, oh God, that you have already granted access to everything that we're doing, Lord. Lord, we thank you now, oh God, for your word, that your word, oh God, and that your promises, oh God, will continue to carry us through. And Father, even when we see other things, oh God, and we see ourselves comparing, oh God, and we see, oh God, what the world is doing, Father God, we won't compare ourselves to the world. We won't compare ourselves, oh God, to culture. Father God, we thank you now, oh God, for being with us, Lord, on the journey. Lord, I thank you for everyone who's gotten weary, who's gotten tired, oh God, who has lost their stamina, oh God, because where their strength ends, oh God, your strength begins. And so, Father God, I thank you for your strength. I thank you that even if they're on their last, oh God, you can become their first. So, Father, I thank you for who you are. God, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. The same way you showed up as Yahweh in Exodus, Lord, we thank you for being Yahweh in our lives. Father, thank you. For your presence, God, because you are omnipresent. God, thank you for your peace, Lord. We thank you that we are focused on the journey, not the destination. Lord, we thank you for laying out the plans. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of everyone that is connected to spirituality. It is because of you that this podcast is prosperous. Speaking of prosperous, if you would like to sow a seed into spirituality or Dr. LaTanya Moore, feel free to send it via Cash App at the Dr. Moore. That's at T-H-E-D-R-M-O-O-R-E. I appreciate you so much for joining this journey with me. So follow the journey by hitting subscribe, share the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at the Dr. Moore. You can also hit me up in, you know, my Gmail. Just send me an email at drlatanyamoore@gmail.com. If you are a faith-based entrepreneur, listen, I would love to partner with you. Send me a message and let's connect. This is about to be epic.